Chapter 42, Situational Awareness. Buckle your seatbelts, everybody, drive in. It's a good day today. I hear it every week. How do I know what God's will is? I'll tell you how you know. You don't want to do it. That's how you know. You don't want to do it. Chapter 42, Situational Awareness 2024. Know where you are is generally the statement of such a lesson. Know where you are, situational awareness. But I got a better one for you. Know where you're not. In aviation, when you're lost, in an airplane, when you're lost and you're the pilot, it's best to find a place to land. Wasting any more fuel, possibly running into darkness or bad weather, it's better left to landing first. And then an investigation into where you are. Long story short, you're not where you thought you should be, so you better check that fast, right? Luke 19:10. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. Do not, kids, do not, under any circumstances, pretend that you are safe. In any situation, ask the question, am I safe? God, what is mine to do and what is not mine to do? Well, when do I ask that question? Well, I don't know. Everywhere. In a room, on the freeway, in an office, any deal, contract negotiations, conversation, relationship, anywhere, all the time, anytime. Stay in the now, absolutely conscious of self, God's presence, and all things in the vicinity, interactions, physical space, and mindset. Has he brought me here, or did I bring me here? The mind is a dangerous place. If I'm not on my game every second, I slip and lose valuable time. Situational awareness. Do I know where I am or where I'm not? 1 Corinthians 10:22, 24. Or do we provoke the Lord to jealousy? Are we stronger than he? All things are lawful for me, but not all things are helpful. All things are lawful for me, but not all things edify. Let no one seek his own, but each one the other's well-being. You know what that means? Well, it's pretty self-explanatory, but scripture is written in a way that maybe it's more challenging to understand. But I'll tell you what it is. Yes, and yes, in free will, I can do anything. But that doesn't make it right. I can co-sign my way right out of eternity. Well, I mean, right out of an eternity in heaven. I can lie, cheat, and steal, and squander money and time. Time, God's time. Where'd you get that time? The time God has afforded me. The time God has afforded me. Romans 8:5. Those who are dominated by the sinful nature think about sinful things. But those who are controlled by the Holy Spirit think about things that please the Spirit. Oh, yeah. Think about that for a second. When I want to do it my way, I'm thinking about me and a lot of times people say, it's not about you, Pat. Yes, it is about me. And it is about you. It's about you and God. Am I vigilant against those things that are not good for me? Am I gambling with my life or the money the Lord has given me? Am I engaging in relationships that could cause harm? Are there vices only the Lord can free me from? Am I, in a dangerous moment, just simply not paying attention? 1 Corinthians 16:13. Be on alert. Stand firm in the faith. Act like men. Be strong. God may be saying, look where you are, where you've been, what I saved you from, because I love you, and I was always with you. Look what I have done with you. Now look what is happening for you right now. Psalm 46:10, he says, be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Are you worried about the world right now? Me too. It also goes on, Psalm 46:10 goes on to say, I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. So you kind of don't have to worry how it ends. Pretty soon, everybody's going to know that God is God. Well, pretty soon to God and pretty soon to me and you is a little different. My point is, pray daily the following. That's what I do. I can't tell you to do it. Well, this is what I did. Whatever's in my head that shouldn't be in my head, please, Lord, get it out. If there's information that I need to complete my day's work, please, Lord, show me. How do I know he'll answer that? 2 Peter 1:3. His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. He wants you to win. That's the message today. But to do that, you got to know where you're at and where you're not. Stay in the company of relevant people. Don't pretend. Foolish talk and emotional assumptions have no place in any position of authority. Proverbs 27:17, iron sharpens iron, and one man sharpens another. Iron sharpens iron, not foolishness and nonsense and putty. Iron sharpens iron. Now, I know that I'm saying here one man sharpens another, and we have men and women on the phone. You get what I'm saying. The world is all woked out on me, isn't it? Scripture is scripture, and scripture is good. Take it. Live it. Know that God loves each and every one of us, and he has a plan for each and every one of us. Wisdom takes time. Takes time. So what? Let's spend it on good things. Wisdom is a good thing. Experience takes time. How much time you got? Well, I don't know, but get the experience of living life correctly. Knowledge and understanding take commitment and time. Wisdom takes time. Experience takes time. Knowledge and understanding, commitment and time. It takes commitment. It takes time. Fear. Fear tests me, doesn't it? It tests me, and you too, I'm sure. Faith maintains me, but fear tests me. Faith maintains me. I learn more about my faith and my fear. Well, I take captive every thought. Take it to Jesus. My fears, I take them to Jesus. Take captive every thought and take them to Jesus. Put them in the paddy wagon and take them to Jesus, man. There's examples of people who did not understand situational awareness. You're like, well, I'm not sure I get this. Well, it's a good one to get for me. How do I know? Because I got some examples here in the Bible. Well, I could give you some examples that aren't in the Bible. I could give you some examples of customers over the last 30 years, but that wouldn't be nice. So let's use the Bible like God says. Let's use the Bible. Mute your phone. Whoever's moving around right now, mute your phone. First, let's take a look at those. Let's take a look at about four of them. They didn't know where they were. They didn't realize and ask where they were. Situational awareness. And it cost them dearly. First, Judas Iscariot, he didn't understand where he was not. Second, Samson, he did not realize where he was not. Three, King Saul, he did not realize where he was not. Four, Adam, you remember Adam, did not realize where he was not. I'll explain it in a second. All of the above were not where they should be. Either physically or spiritually, mentally, they had lost touch with God, with their direction, and the cost was staggering. Situational awareness is a good lesson. If you don't know where you are, the cost could be staggering. Judas betrayed Jesus Christ. God, he betrayed God for 30 pieces of silver. What happened to him? Matthew 27:5. He cast down the pieces of silver into the sanctuary and departed and went away and hanged himself. Well, that doesn't sound too good, does it? Samson, in the tent of a harlot, the strongest man on earth, he finds himself in the tent of a harlot, Delilah, to his bitter end. She set him up and took him down, Judges 16:20b-21, but he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. Then the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza. They bound him with bronze fetters and he became a grinder in the prison. Kids, the strongest man in the world, God had left him. His strength had left him. Who is your strength? Who is my strength? God. It says here, and God, he did not know that God had left him. Who wants to live that one, Daddy-O? Not me, man. Well, not me anymore. I didn't know I was doing it before. I don't want to do it now. When I'm aware of it, I want to do something about it. But it's hard, isn't it? Let's keep going. King Saul took God for granted. King Saul, the first king of Israel, took God for granted. Adjusted God's direction into his own version of direction. Remind you of anybody? Adjusted God's direction into his own version of direction. Cost him the life, his life, and his family. 1 Samuel 31:6. So Saul, his three sons, his armor bearer, and all his soldiers died together that day. Yeah, yeah, follow the rules, man. Things aren't good out there. God doesn't punish you. You just walk outside the umbrella, you know, like in rain. It's not that the rain punishes you. If you walk outside from underneath the umbrella, you're going to get rained on. Don't walk outside of the protection of God. And what about Adam? Ooh, Adam. Adam and Eve. Boy, do we have a bone to pick with that guy, right? He did not realize where he was not. Where was he not? He was not with Eve, his wife, protecting her from the lies of Satan. And without Adam, she violated the Lord's order and sinned. Big price to pay, am I right? Genesis 3:23. Therefore, the Lord God sent him out of the Garden of Eden. Sent him out of the Garden of Eden. Well, that doesn't sound too good. It wasn't. Those four people that I just mentioned, they paid dearly for their mistakes. Dearly. Not being aware. Where were they? In the ill-kept place of bad choices. This is a good lesson, kids, situational awareness, where you are and where you're not. Let's take a look at one who did know where he was exactly. There's a good, funny story here. I got a funny story. He knew where he was exactly. Exactly, he knew where he was. And he used it to the benefit of God. Oh, to the benefit of him? Well, to the benefit of God and what he was doing for God. Yeah, and it helps so many people. The Apostle Paul in the book of Acts was in Thessalonica. And this town is crazy town back then, right? Crazy town. This town had more false gods than most. I mean, it had a boatload of them. Zeus, Athena, Apollo, Artemis, Aphrodite, Dionysus, a whole bunch of them. Do you want me to explain them? Well, I don't feel like it. You just know they're false gods, right? They got all kinds of shenanigans out there with false gods. And these people were so crazy about luck and superstitious nonsense that they were afraid with all the gods they had that they might have forgot a god. They might have forgot one somehow. They forgot one or they didn't know about it. And that somehow might bring wrath or bad luck on them somehow, you know, all this false god superstitious stuff. Well, so they were so whacked out about that they set up a blank stone monument just so they didn't miss anybody. And the inscription is priceless. It said, to the unknown God. Like in case they didn't know somebody, to the unknown God. So they didn't, you know, miss anybody. They wanted to make sure that they had a blessing from everybody. Every false god, that is. Well, Paul saw that as a great opportunity. Situational awareness, grasping the situation. He goes into the temple and tells them, hey, I represent and have been sent by the unknown God. Well, naturally, everybody takes note because they certainly don't want to irritate the unknown God, right? So, Acts 17, Paul then stood up in the meeting of Areopagus and said, people of Athens, I see that in every way you are religious. For as I walked around and looked carefully at your objects of worship, I even found an altar with the inscription to an unknown God. So you are ignorant of the very thing you worship. And this is what I'm going to proclaim to you. Wow, he had their attention here. Were there any converts from it? Well, ultimately, there were many converts. Why? I'm going to tell you in a second. Because Jesus offers, Paul showed them that Jesus offers good things to those who love him. False gods don't offer anything. They don't offer anything. Jesus was a much better deal for Thessalonica, and they wanted it. Paul, realizing situational awareness where he was, he knew exactly where he was. And he preached the scope of God's sovereignty, sorrow and grief for the lost, love, compassion, mercy, and the full counsel, the full knowledge of God for you. Jesus said it best, Luke 24:44. He said to them, these are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me. And he opened their understanding that they might comprehend the scriptures. Oh, wow. Oh, wow, that they might comprehend the scriptures. There it is, man. If you know where you are and where you're not, God can open your mind to the scriptures and talk to you. Fight with yourself. Really, fight. Fight yourself. Know exactly where you are. And be clear of the consequences of any action you may or may not take. What is that in the Holy Spirit? What is that? What is that? What is that? The Holy Spirit. Yes. What is that? What is it? The word is logos. Logos. A divine revelation of the divine thought. It's the communication of the most perfect thought, information, or intelligence to another. Doesn't that sound bossa nova? That sounds a lot better than dumb, doesn't it? Situational awareness is a big deal. It's a big deal. Know where you are. Stop. Pause. Be always aware. Jesus is walking with you. He's walking with you. Be aware. He's the perfect counsel for chapter 42. He's always known who he is. He always knew where he was, situational awareness. How do we know that Jesus is Jesus and that he knew where he was and that he knows chapter 42? And how do we know all this? How do we know? People ask me all the time, how do we know? John 1:1-3, I'll tell you how we know. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. The Word is Jesus, capital W. He was there in the beginning with God, and without him nothing was made that was made. Jesus, the way, the truth, and the light. Know where you are and where you are not. Know where you are and where you are not. Know who you are and who you are not. And in both places, be sure you are with God and not without God. Try that on in your balance sheet. Try that on and see what your balance sheet looks like. Why? Because God takes care of those who believe in him. Yes, well, the scripture says that he uses all things for the good of those who love him. Yes. But what I'm telling you is when your mind is on God, you think better. And of course you're going to do better if you think better. When your mind is on God and the true truth of God, the truth of God, not your concept of it or Bob McGillicuddy's concept of it, the concept of you, not all these false gods at Thessalonica. That was a big deal. We serve the unknown God. Apparently, the way the world's going, because I'm telling you, they want to know. The world is mad. They know who God is. They know who Jesus Christ is. They're mad at him. It's crazy, man. You know, like I said, try God in your mind all the time and watch your balance sheet. Prayer in the moment and the Word. Yeah, you can use the Word. Prayer is in the moment. That's like an immediate response. I got to pray about it. I got to stop and pray about it. Yeah, you can do that pretty quick. But the Word that you read every morning, that sustains you. When you answer somebody, it's like praying. But when you eat a good breakfast, it stays with you, right? Eat a good breakfast, it stays with you, right? That's the same thing as reading the Word in the morning. Situational awareness. You want to have a sharp mind about you. You eat a good breakfast in the Word. And you ask the right questions in prayer. In 1889, Andrew Murray, one of the founders of the South African General Mission, is quoted as saying, "The secret of faith is this. There can be only as much faith as there is the living Word dwelling in the soul." The secret of faith is this. There can be only as much faith as there is the living Word dwelling in the soul. You can't draw on the vitamins and minerals of the food that you eat unless you eat the food. Chapter 42, Situational Awareness 2024. Know where you are. Know where you are not. Know who you are and who you are not. Situational awareness. Be aware of all things everywhere, everything you do, everywhere you stand. and everything you stand for. Amen, amen. A little shorty there, isn't it? A shorty, an oldie, but a goldie, as they say. Amen, amen. John, I think everybody will be happy and fully loaded to get back to work. Won't that be great?